Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, May 11th. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. We have an exciting show planned for you tonight, but first I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. So if you have a question or a comment, please dial that number and press the option to speak with the host. And now we're going to have a little bit of beauty news, so let's turn it over to Denise.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Marietta Carter-Narcisse is offering her four-day online class, Minding Your Makeup Business, on Sunday, May 18th through Wednesday, May 21st. If interested, you can go to her website to register at MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com, and Narcisse is spelled N-A-R-C-I-S-S-E. Again, that's MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com. And you can follow the Famous Nails Competition on Facebook. They have a brand new page out on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/FamousNails, and famous is spelled P-H-A-M-E-O-U-S. Again, that's P-H-A-M-E-O-U-S Nails. And the actual name of the page on Facebook is Famous Nails Competition. Now, Janice, do you have anything you'd like to add or share about the competition?
Yes. I just wanted to just give some basic information. The deadline for all entries must be received by Friday, June 20th. Again, the deadline for all entries is Friday, June 20th. Again, the competition takes place at Fame Expo, and it's June 28th and 29th at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California. And the basic division rules are there's three divisions. Division one is for the first-timers who've never competed in a competition before. Division two is for those who have competed but never placed first, second, or third in a competition. And then division three is for those who have competed and have placed first three divisions. And then trophies will be awarded for first, second, and third places for all divisions. So that's going to be three winners for each division. And then let's see what else do I need to say about it. If you're going to come as a team and enter the competition, let's see. I don't think there's any trophies given out for the team, but the team that wins is the team who is awarded the most cumulative points earned by a combination of total points in three out of the four competitions. So a team must have a minimum of three people and no more than six people to compete as a team. Your entry fees are $50 for one competition, but remember, you have to compete in three to even be awarded a prize. So $50 for one competition, $150 for all four competitions, and your team entries. And then this week, I just wanted to go over one of the competitions, just some basic, because I've been getting questions about details about certain competitions in particular. And so the one I wanted to talk about this week was the Salon Art Design, and that is a soak-off gel manicure. It's going to be two hands, You use two hands, and you have 2 hours to do it. This competition is done on natural nails only. And let's see. The model is to come with nails already. The model is to come with nails ready to be manicured. So the manicure has to take place during the competition. And so all your basic materials that you use for your manicures, like your lotions and things like that, that can be also used in this competition. All free edge shapes are allowed. There's no traditional nail polish because you're going to be using your soak-off gel. Top sealer must be applied, and rules of sanitation must be adhered to. So I just wanted to give you some basic particular details for each competition. We'll be going over at least one competition each Sunday just to give people who are out there listening an idea of what's needed. And again, it's $50 to enter one competition and $150 to enter all of the competitions. So again, those who enter at least three are able to place in a competition. If you're entering just in one, you're just pretty much entering just to enter. So there probably will be some type of certificates awarded, but it would not be a trophy awarded for people who come in like fourth, fifth, sixth, and so on and so on. And that's it for this week.
Okay, and lastly, I just wanted to mention, I know in prior weeks I've mentioned FABIC, which is the Face and Body Art International Convention, but basically just wanted to give out that information again. That takes place May 22nd and 25th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Bonaventure Resort and Spa, and the actual address and location is 250 Racquet Club Road, Weston, Florida, 33326. And FABIC has now released the list of their classes on their website, which is FABIC.com, FABAIC.com. And some of the classes that they're having this year, Elegant Strokes, Nose Art, Adding Sparkle to Your Art. They have Intro to Face Painting, Everything Airbrush 101, Painting with Wolf Effects, Striking Designs, Using BAM Stencils for Face and Body Art, Paint Me Green. They have Wiser Creative Lettering, Beginner Brush Techniques, Quick and Impressive Balloons. That's for more for the clown, you know, people doing the clowning. There's henna. There's Fantasy Felines, High Definition Glitter Tattoos, Airbrush and Body, Artie Cakes with a Twist, and there's a Business Jam. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff like an opening night masquerade party. And then, of course, they have jams throughout each night after the show wraps up for the evening. They have different jams. They're also going to have, like, Zumba morning aerobics. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's going to take place. The best thing is to go out to the website and take a look if you're interested in registering for that convention, which is a really great convention if you're into face painting or body painting or you're just wanting to learn something different, you know, besides your traditional makeup. It's a great convention to attend. It's a busy convention with lots of stuff to do, lots of stuff to see. It has grown tremendously. They have probably 3-4 times the vendors from the time that I attended the conference, which was, I mean, at least 6 or 7 years ago, and they definitely have more classes, and they're definitely in a larger space than before. The convention used to take place in Orlando, but they've moved it now to Fort Lauderdale. So it's it takes place at a beautiful resort. You know, the facilities in Orlando was really nice, but this is promises to be much nicer. But there's tons of classes. I didn't even really go into all of the classes, but there's tons more. So if you're, you know, if you're freehand painter or airbrush painter, there's more than enough. And there will be definitely plenty of demonstrations as well as the classes, you know, to talk about not just the art itself, but to talk about the business side of the art. So that will take place at FABEC as well. So if you're interested in that, go out to their website, FABEC.com, to check out for more information.
All right. Sounds good. And speaking of websites, if you want to register for the Famous Nails competition, you can go out to the Fame Expo website, which is www.fameexpo.com, and that's PHAMEXPO.com.
All right. Moving on to the show, welcome Dita Massey to our show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are wonderful. Glad to have you on tonight.
Yes, I'm delighted. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having
Absolutely. Me. Absolutely. Absolutely. Again,
Happy
for those
Mother's
of you who are listening.
Day. Oh, I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
For
those of you who...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I was just saying Happy Mother's Day to you and everyone on the call.
Oh, Happy Mother's Day to you as well. And, you know, people always say Happy Mother's Day not knowing if someone's a mother or not, but I like to say Happy Mother's Day because whether you are a mother or not, but most people are celebrating with their mothers. So happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, for those of you who are listening, if you have a comment or a question, the number is 914-803-4399. Again, if you want to get through to speak, make sure you press the option to speak with the host. So, Dita, let's start the show off tonight just by you in the audience and just tell us a little bit about how you got started as a makeup artist.
Sure. Well, my name is Dita Massey, and I've been a makeup artist for almost 15 years. And I got started from Chicago, Illinois. And I got started in the industry actually through my aunt, who is like, she's like a play aunt to me, but my best friend's aunt, Juanita Jordan, at the time she was married to basketball star Michael Jordan. And for Christmas one year, she bought me a book, which was Sam Fine, two books actually, Sam Fine and Reggie Wells. And I didn't know if it was a subliminal message, but I liked the books, and I followed Sam Fine and Reggie for many years. And so I just began to take an interest in makeup. When I was a little girl, I used to play in it, and my father was an artist. My brother draws. He's an artist as well. So it just kind of, you know, came natural for me. And I began to work downtown Chicago at Saks and other department stores at the counters to hone in on my skills. And I asked she and Michael to be my first clients. And that's pretty much how the doors opened in terms of, you know, commercials and celebrities and things of that nature. But in 1997, Crystal Wright was having a class in the area in Chicago, and it was called Set the Pace. And she had a magazine then called Set the Pace. And
right.
I was working as a paralegal at the time because I used to advocate for abused and neglected children. So I was actually in law school, and I was working as a paralegal. And then on the nights that I wasn't in law school, I was moonlighting as a makeup artist at department store counters.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one particular I just lost the train of thought where I was going with this. But, oh, I saw the Crystal's Right that she was having a seminar, and I went, and I paid my money and went, and everything she said I just absolutely loved. And one of the things that stuck, that caught my attention that she said was relocation. And at the time, I had just gotten into a new job. I was in law school. I had no idea. I wasn't even thinking about relocating. But 5 years later, after I finished law school, I relocated and moved to Los Angeles. So that's pretty much the gist of my career. I mean, how I got started. And Juanita Jordan at the time had a friend who worked for Four Models, a local Four Models that was here in Chicago. They had a branch then. And she became my agent. And so I started doing a lot of hair magazines, you know, ads and things of that nature. And just trying to, you know, because this is a huge, you know, advertising city. So I was doing a lot of ads for hair. I started there, and she became my agent at Ford, and so she would align me with other notable, you know, makeup artists in Chicago, and I would go in the system, and even when she didn't book me, I would still go, you know, without pay, and, you know, just kind of sit up under them with a legal pad and a pen and take notes about the products they were using and the techniques they were using. So I was pretty much self-taught and also taught by my mentor, so I never went to school. So that's pretty much how I started.
Okay, so you never went to school.
I never went to school for makeup, no.
Okay. Let me go back to when you first started introducing yourself, and you said that Juanita purchased, bought you some books, some makeup books. What made you think, what do you think she was thinking about you and makeup? Do you think that she felt like, because I don't know, did she like how you wore your makeup all the time, or what do you think it was that made her decide to give you those books?
I actually think she liked, because she used to compliment and comment on my makeup. And not that I wore a lot of makeup, but I would wear, you know, makeup. I would, like, you know, play around with, you know, MAC. You know, that's when MAC was coming on the scene with the whole new phenomenon with the eyeshadows and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would play around with it and, you know, of course, get my eyebrows arched at that time and, you know, use a little, you know, rice paper. You know, that was our favorite, to highlight the brow. And I would just kind of play around with it. And, you know, when she bought me those books, I thought it was interesting, but yet I thought it was like, and I asked, I said, two makeup books? And she was like, yeah, you know, you do a nice job on your makeup. So I figured, you know, you want to, you know, learn more about how to apply it. I never, ever in a million years thought I would be a makeup artist. I never, ever in a million years thought my career would take off the way it did. My intentions were to go to law school and become an attorney.
So you don't care about that anymore?
Not at all. I had to look back. I had to look back, and my grandfather was a very prevalent judge in Chicago, and he's probably, the time I walked across the stage, he had unfortunately had transitioned, and I was just kind of like, oh, God, this was just God. I mean, not that he transitioned, but it's just, I mean, he probably was rolling over in his grave that I took, I mean, because I literally quit my 9-to-5. I had just moved into my condo. I rented my condo, shipped my car, and I moved to L.A. I did not know a soul. So I'm sure now, 14 years later, he probably has looked and said, oh, my God, things have really, you know, panned out for her. She knew, you know, so where God knew.
Right. Well, let me ask you, what was the reasoning? Because you said Crystal Wright said something about relocating.
Relocating, yes.
What was she saying about relocating? What was she stressing? What was it that made you get up and say, okay, I have to do this?
Well, she just was, you know, she was very adamant about how, you know, in some markets, it, you know, you can only go so far. And I knew when she said that, she said relocation. And, I mean, I still have the yellow legal pad that I took to that seminar. And I have that word circled like 10 times, like relocate. And, you know, she kept talking about Los Angeles. And, you know, I was like, wow, I got to relocate just to become a makeup artist, you know. But for me, I knew it was, you know, more spiritual. It was about really trusting God. And it just all made sense. I mean, because my passion led to my purpose, and we'll talk about that a little later, but, you know, like I said, it was just more spiritual than anything. And so I just knew when she said relocate, I mean, I never thought I would live in L.A., never, never as a little girl growing up, you know. I never had the, you know, desire, but after I knew that there was something in me in terms of a skill for makeup, and then when I went to the seminar and I used to, you know, work at it and so much, and you know, it was effortless. You know, my first counter was working at Bobby Brown, and, you know, they gave me a free, they went to the basement. It was like, oh, we had these brushes just laying here. Here's your free, you know, here's just a set that you can just get started with. I mean, they were helping me build my kit and everything. And I was like, God, this just became effortless. And so I just didn't want the mundane 9-to-5. I didn't like the monotony routine of going in every day, clocking in, clocking out. And the more and more I prayed, and the more and more, you know, God led me, I was like, I'm about to take this leap of faith. And I'm so glad I did. I have no regrets.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no regret.
Now, because you're from Chicago, and I'm assuming that you probably go back and forth a lot.
You know what? Probably, at least 2014, I stopped traveling back and forth probably in 2011. But I travel back and forth extensively. I really racked up on some freaking flyer miles to L.A. because I had clients there, and then I had an agent, you know, who was flying me in and then flying me to New York sometimes with some of my clients. So I was flying quite a bit. But I also have – I'm a founder and founder and executive director of my own nonprofit, 501c3. So because that has took off to leaps and bounds, I'm a little bit more stable in Chicago. However, I still travel as needed. But for the most part, I'm in Chicago right now. And I still do makeup. I do that as well. Yeah, but I don't travel as much. I mean, I will be in the air probably, you know, like every week. So I kind of miss it, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a time and season for everything. So.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to ask you about that nonprofit a little bit later. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you were going back and forth from Chicago to L.A. Talk a little bit about difference in makeup in those two areas. And the importance of makeup artists knowing and understanding, you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, let's say you're in Chicago or in L.A. working at a counter, you know, and you go back, you can kind of see the similarities in a lot of the women in L.A. Of course, everybody's different. Everybody likes different things. But you can kind of see some of the one or two things that most women in L.A. like. Then you go back to Chicago and work, and let's say you're working in Chicago, and then you start to notice things that, you know, women in Chicago like certain things. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of makeup artists knowing, you know, different areas of the country and what women like when in regards to makeup?
Right. Well, in Chicago, we're more of a conservative city. You know, we're more of 9 to 5. We're more in the box. We're more the women, not me, but the women here are more comfort zone, you know. So we play it safe, you know, because, you know, it's corporate. It's, you know, it's 9 to 5. L.A. is a trendsetter city,
right.
You know. L.A. sets the trends, you know. It's just the women there are Hollywood. That, when I say Hollywood, I don't mean like Hollywood in a sense, like it's like lights, camera, action, but they're always on in L.A., you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to be ready, you know. So it's a more it's a city where trends are set. It's a city where it's not necessarily fast-paced. You know, some people have a wrong perception of L.A., but it's just a place where the trends are set. It's just like Milan and Paris and those, you know, cities overseas and European cities, London, you know, trends are set. Internationally sometimes that are brought to the States. And New York, you know, is one of the biggest fashion capitals, you know, where trends are set, and through some of these makeup companies. So it's important for makeup artists just to know what market breeds certain things, what market you're in, you know. Ohio, you know, in my opinion, you wouldn't see a lot of growth there if you really want your career to take off, if you really want to see, you know, things develop and you know, progress in your career. Chicago is a great city, you know, and you can, you know, progress here. But what was interesting to me after I moved to L.A. and lived there for 7 years and came back, I was more – it was interesting because people were booking me more after I had lived in L.A. than it was before I lived in L.A. You know, it was like it gave me some type of, I don't know, it was interesting. You know, it was like I had to go all the way to L.A., for instance, to work with Oprah. When I lived here and worked just as a makeup artist, I never worked with Oprah. But living in Los Angeles, all kind of doors start opening, you know, because it was like, oh, yeah, she's been in L.A., you know, she's worked in L.A., she's worked with this person, she's worked with that person. And it was like doors just start opening. And it's something about, it's, I don't know. It's something about when you say you're from New York or you've worked in L.A. or you've worked in New York. You know, it's just it's weird, but it just sets the tone. It sets a different tone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm a South Side Chicago homegirl, you know, but,
right,
you
right.
know, but at the end of the day, career-wise, it's like, you know, she spent a substantial amount of her career in Los Angeles, where it was really cultivated and nurtured and developed, you know. The beginning may have started in Chicago, but this is, you know, this is where she cultivated her career. So
right.
it's just
right.
interesting, the doors that open from that, you know. And same thing with people, you know, say, oh, I've been in New York and I worked in, you know, Fashion Week, you know. It's interesting, but I never could explain that, but I think relocating helps, you know, it just helps you. It really does.
Gotcha. Well, maybe this is a two-part question.
Okay.
Some advice to the mm-hmm. new makeup artist, let me just break them down into two separate questions. First
okay.
question is, what kind of advice would you give to new makeup artists who are just getting started? What would you suggest they do? If somebody comes to you and say, well, I want to be a makeup artist, how do I become a makeup artist? What would you advise them to do?
I would advise them to assist. I would advise them to assist as much as possible. I would advise them to do their research. Find out who's hot in their area. Find out what they're doing. I would advise them to work at the counter. Working at department store counters helps you learn the ethnicities, helps you learn how to apply, makeup on different ethnicities. It's nothing like hands-on, you know. Some people go to school for makeup. I think the counter, just like Reggie Wells, we later linked up and started working together. He became one of my mentors as well, but he started at the counter in Baltimore. You know, so when he said that, I was like, I started at the counter in Chicago. It is the best teacher. It is the best teacher because you're learning how to deal with people. You're getting comfortable with different personalities. You're gaining your confidence. You're building your confidence as a makeup artist. You're learning all kinds of ethnicities, and people come to the counter and say, hey, I need a lipstick. So for me, it wasn't always about sales. It was always about, what can I, you know, help her to – what can I offer her to help enhance her look? Or what color will be great on this Indian woman? Or what color or eyeshadow will be great on this Asian woman? Okay, their eyes are different, so I know that I have to apply the shadow differently. You know, for me, it was always a test. It was always a challenge, and I like that, you know, as opposed to a sale, as opposed to making numbers for the counter. No, it was like, for me, I'm learning how to do makeup, and I'm learning how to be good at it, and I'm learning different ethnicities, and I'm learning how to be a people person, and I'm learning how to build my confidence. And in assisting, I assist for a long time for free. I would sit up mm-hmm. under some, you know, very renowned makeup artists in Chicago, and I would just call them sometimes, even on my lunch, and say, hey, you know, do you have a photo shoot going on? And they would be like, yeah, actually we do. And I would go on my lunch with my legal pad and my suit, and I would sit up under those makeup artists, and I would watch them put the makeup on, and I would draw me a face on my legal pad, and I would have arrows pointing out whatever product they put in. I was serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was serious, and they knew I was serious, and they knew the passion in me, and that's why they were willing to help me, because they said, this girl is in law school, this girl is coming on her lunch break with her legal pad and her pen just to see how we apply makeup, and we would love
right,
to be
right.
in her shoes, because here it is, you know, we on a chase for this paper, but she gets the check every 2 weeks, so it's something
right.
in her that's driving her to want to know more, and that's what they loved about me. Like, she's driven, she's passionate, she wants to learn more. And so they began to call me because of the passion that was inside of me. And that's what I would advise for, you know, aspiring makeup artists, is to assist, to assist, to assist. And it's almost like, I don't know if anybody on the call or whoever's listening is a part of a sorority, it's almost like when you're pledging. You know, you got to call because you're interested in something that, you know, they have something that you're interested in. So I would call every day. I would, you know, leave a message. Hi, it's Dita. And, you know, I'm just calling to see if you got a photo shoot or something. And, you know, do you mind if I come sit? Or, you know, do you mind if I come assist you? Can I come clean your brushes? Can I just come go through your kit, see what you're using? And that's just, you know, they saw the drive in me, and they loved it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I like to ask.
Okay, I was just wondering, like, what advice, like, specific advice would you have for newcomers? Because a lot of times, a lot of newbies are, you know, they just start doing makeup and, you know, they call you or email you and they want to assist you, but they want to assist you where you are. Like, if, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't know, if you're working with some celebrity or you're working on a movie set or a television set, they want to assist you with whatever it is that you're doing, but they just started doing makeup. You know, some may not have a fully stocked kit. So, some, you know, may not be that great at doing makeup. But, like, I'm just thinking about the mindset of new makeup artists now. It's like, what advice would you give them when it comes to just starting out, period?
Right. You know, it's very different today from when we started. It's a very different generation. You know, the game is saturated now. And if it was somebody who called me and say, you know, because if I'm on set, like now I work on a lot of movies and TV shows and a lot of it's coming to, a lot of production companies, productions are coming to Chicago. So if someone called and said, hey, you know, for instance, we just did the pilot with Lee Daniels, Empire. Can I assist you in that?
Right.
Well, no, because you're not in the union. But if you like, I'm doing, like, my niece's prom. Would you like to come watch that? You know what I mean? If they say, oh, no, you know, then that lets me know something right there. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
So I would say that, you know, it's good to have, to be eager. It's good to be, but that's not what it's really about, the big things. It's about the small things to work your way up. Because I want to see if you have set etiquette. I want to see if you're professional. I want to see if you're a people person. Are you personable? How you work with your client. You know, I just need to see these things about you, you know, because it's just not about beating the face. Are you clean? You know, how do you set your kid up? You know, how do you set yourself up? You know what I mean? How do you greet clients? All of this matters. And so before I can bring you to an arena where it's a commercial or it's a production or something like that, I need to see if you are capable and if you are ready for that type of setting. And so I would encourage an aspiring makeup artist to start with the little jobs. You know, start with the little, if you think they're little, or just the prom makeup. You come to see me do a prom makeup, although I don't do prom makeup like that. But, you know, if I say that I'm doing, a consultation for my sister or something, well, can I just see, you know what I mean? Because that's how I was. And they saw the eagerness. They saw how I was set up. They watched me, and that's how I would watch somebody, just to see if they're ready for that. Because I don't want you to get on set and then you're all over the place. You're getting everybody's card. You're getting everybody's number. Now you just took my contact. You know, they don't know no set etiquette. You're all over the set. You're over there talking to Terrence Howard. And I'm like, well, what in the world? You know, so I just need to observe, you know, what's really going on. So, yeah, that's important.
But that's how it goes, though. That's exactly how it happens.
Yes. You know, you told the girl or the boy to go to the bathroom to get you some water just so you can, you know, clean your brushes. And they over there talking to the Taraji there. And you're like, well, what are you doing, you know? I'm talking to, you know, the key makeup artist, you know, trying to sell themselves, you know. So
a lot
of makeup artists don't know that, and I learned that even as an attorney. Like, be quiet. Just watch.
Right.
Just observe. Just look. Just listen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Less is best. You don't always have to say anything. You know what I mean? Because there's so much going on in those arenas in this industry. Just observe, and you will be a sponge, and you will know when to talk. You will know what to say. You will know when to say it and how to say it. You don't always have to say something. And a lot of people have seen, a lot of people get cut, a lot of people get sent home, even the best, because of their mouth. And so I have learned just to observe, just to shut up. You know, if it's a conversation happening around me, that doesn't mean I have to put my two cents in. That means for you to quietly walk out the trailer and act like you didn't even hear it. You know, so it's a lot of things that go into this job than just putting on some eyelashes or putting on a pretty lipstick or some blush. It's a lot
right.
to get this, and that's what keeps you working.
Exactly.
And I'm glad you said it, because that's what we say almost every Sunday night on this show. Well, I'm glad you said it this time.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
good.
Also one thing that I think is so important is a lot of times you'll have people, not just, you know, young ladies who want to do makeup, but it could be young men who want to, you know, enter the film industry or something, or they want to go to, or they want to, you know, they want to become directors or whatever, just, you know, just filmmakers, period. But
mm-hmm.
when people want to enter just, you know, the entertainment business, I always
mm-hmm.
tell them, especially when they're like 18, 19, to go to college. Go to
mm-hmm.
college.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, you know, I'm not encouraging you people to go and not finish, but even if you go and don't finish, go to college
mm-hmm.
and mature a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
have to become a mature adult for this
mm-hmm.
industry.
Yes.
Because
yes.
there's no
Absolutely.
Time for people, you know, like, oh, I'm a fan of this. You just can't be a fan of anybody at this point. When you're in the entertainment business, there's no time for that. There's no time for autographs. There's really no time for getting pictures of people, because nowadays you can't really post them on social media anymore anyway.
Right.
Until, you know, until things either hit the theater or they're actually shown on TV or whatever. So,
right.
You know, there's no
I'm
time.
Glad you
there's
said
no,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's
I'm
no
glad you said
for,
that.
For being starstruck at all.
That's right.
So
That's
always
right.
I always encourage people to go to school to learn something about whatever it is you're interested in. Whether, even if you're interested in the film industry, but you go to school and study English, so what? Study English, because there's something about that field that's going to help you in filmmaking, you know, or there's something about, you know, like my sister and I both, we went to school for accounting. We were accountants before we
mm-hmm.
ever started doing makeup. So
mm-hmm.
so I can identify with you know, your story and how you got started.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being business-minded and,
mm-hmm.
and knowing how to account for, you know,
it all helps in all other financial aspects,
it
mm-hmm.
all comes together, especially when
That's
you're working
right.
on these movies and you're the head of the department. And you have
Absolutely.
To, you know, you have to understand budgets and
be organized. You learn how
and
to
be organized.
Yes.
Be organized. Just having a business mind about it and understanding
Absolutely.
That this business, again, like you said, is not just about beating a face. It's
That's
more
right.
to this. But only, you know, only a mature adult can understand that, or somebody who
mm-hmm.
has the mind to receive that type of information from
That's
somebody.
That's right. That's
Most
right.
people
Absolutely.
Don't want to take the time to receive that information, because now a
Absolutely.
Lot of these movies, they know everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. You're right. And you know what? A lot of times people say, you know, I just post a lot of pictures of magazines that I'm in. I know one local magazine always, you know, gives me some press, and I'm very thankful for Sophisticated Black Hair magazine head editorial there. I can't hear the name escapes me. Jocelyn. But I'm very thankful to that. But there are a lot of things that I do, a lot of celebrities that I work with. I don't post a picture all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's that's not
mm-hmm.
what it's about. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sometimes they
exactly.
want you to protect their privacy. You know, and then sometimes, you know, I ask them, I say, you know, I'm going to put this on social media. Do you mind? They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's
right.
a lot of times, you know, and I'm – My family and my friends, my cheerleaders, as I call them, they always say, Didi, you're so humble, you're so modest. I mean, why didn't you get a picture? And I'm like, you know what,
right.
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm there to do my job. I'm there, you know, to, you know, I'm there for the Lord, you know, most of the time, all the time. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I'm
mm-hmm.
just like, I don't,
mm-hmm.
I'm the vessel, you know, so I don't know what a person's day is like or what can I do or what can I say. So, you know, I'm not always saying, like, ooh, I'm going to get a picture, you know, but sometimes magazines call and say, hey, we want a picture with your client. If you do, you know, this person again. And I'll be like, okay. And then I'll say, you know, because of the relationship, do you mind if I get a picture for? And they'll be like, sure, you know. But it's not all the time, because that's not what it's about.
Right.
It just so happened that I was, you know, God opened those doors for me. You know, the Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. Well, that's what it did. My gift made room
mm-hmm.
for me. So, it, you know, and it just happened like that. Not because I didn't speak out to be a celebrity makeup artist. I didn't go to LA to be a celebrity
right.
makeup artist. I went to LA because they said relocate.
Just further
your, you know, further your skill. And she didn't say to be a celebrity makeup artist. She just said relocate. You know what I mean?
that term didn't even exist back then.
It didn't even exist. But today, I'm a celebrity. It's like I'm a celebrity makeup artist. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I hate to use it, but, you know, and then my cheerleaders are like, but it's true. And I'm like, I know, but it's like, it's so cliche and everybody's saying it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm just a makeup artist. What I need to do, I'm not going to. And then my mom's like, no, she's a celebrity makeup artist. Let me tell you what my baby did. I'm like, Mom, don't worry about that. You know? But, I mean, because now today, that's what everybody is. I'm a celebrity. I'm like, oh, God, you know, so. Just be a makeup artist and be the best at what you do, you know. So,
right.
It's a lot to be learned. It's a lot to be learned.
Right.
And, you know, the game has definitely changed, and I'm so grateful that I came in when I came in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because we've been doing this for about 16 years now, and
oh wow,
I don't think I would want to be just now starting.
Me
it's
either.
So different.
And I'm not a dream killer at all. I don't kill on nobody's dreams. Because people call me all the time or email me and say, you know, I want to be a makeup artist, and I'm like, go for it. But I, you know, if you want a real talk, let's have coffee or tea.
That's right.
You know, and I'm gonna give you a real talk. It's not the same.
It's not
the same.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I almost tell people, I don't think I was one of the last Mohicans. You know, that's what I say all the time. I got in when I got in, when the good guy got get it, when the good was good, when the good was good, when the goose was good for the gander. That's why I got in good.
That's right.
You know, so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Earlier, I wanted to add something to what you said earlier. You were talking about assisting and, you know, just learning everything that you could. And I also remember you talking about, I think you said your first counter was Bobbi Brown, I think?
Yes, my first counter was Bobbi Brown. Cosmetics, yes.
That was my first counter back in Baltimore was Bobbi Brown. Which I thought back, and I think that was my sister's first counter here in Atlanta, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah, so I think back then Bobbi was really kind of leading the pack when it came to freelancers and, you know, big events. But, yeah, but I just wanted to add that, you know, the counter work is, like you said, awesome experience. You get to work with different ethnicities and different facial shapes, skin tones, and, you know, like we say all the time, that is a great start for any artist. And you assistant Reggie Wells, and you went on to assist some other, you know, other well-known artists. And I just wanted to add a piece about Reggie Wells. I can't remember what, it was something that you said that reminded, that made me think this. But one of the points I wanted to make is, like, when you meet somebody, you know, like a well-known artist, and they tell you, for instance, I met Reggie in Baltimore. He had already been in Chicago, but he came to Baltimore to do a book signing with his book, the book that you were mentioning. And, you know, he gave me his card, and he said to keep in touch. So when I finally did reach out to him, we would talk. And, of course, just like when you're sitting there watching and you're drawing those arrows on the face, I was sitting there and writing everything that he said.
Yes, Reggie is an amazing teacher.
And then those notes were things that I could go back to months later and just kind of almost really see my progress. Like, this is what he said on this date, you know, and then take what he tells you or he or she tells you, and put those things into action.
And then
months down the road, you can see the growth in you as an artist.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Reggie is an awesome teacher. I met Reggie, had his book, of course, like I said, early on in my career when I started. But let me tell you how I met Reggie. I met Reggie while I was living in Los Angeles, and I was staying in the Bel Air with Juanita. It was Oscar weekend, and I came to her suite to do her makeup. Reggie came to that suite because apparently that is the suite that Oprah would stay in. And so he was curious to see who had enough money to book that suite that they weren't staying in it. So he came and knocked on the door, and they knew each other, of course, because she had worked with him in the past. And she said, come in, I want to introduce you to somebody. And then so she introduced me. I said, yeah, I have your book. And, you know, she actually bought me your book. And he was like, so what are you doing? I said, well, I live in Los Angeles. I've been doing makeup. He was like, well, listen, we're about to do the Legends Ball. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, why don't you come and do some makeup for me and let me see what you can do and give me your information because I'm starting to get makeup artists together for the Legend Ball. And I was like, the Legends Ball. Now, it was a buzz already going around about this. I said, dang, the Legends Ball? Reggie ended up booking me for the Legends Ball. I was one of 9 artists selected to be a part of that extraordinary experience. Mm-hmm. And that's just how God works. Mm-hmm. And everybody in that room was 30 years or over. Roxana Floyd, who is now deceased, who was absolutely wonderful. Eric, I cannot think of his name, who is also deceased. Absolutely fabulous makeup artist. But I'm in a room with all these makeup artists, and I'm the only one. And Roxana whispers in my ear and says, you got this. And then Eric comes over to me. He was like, whatever you need, you got this. Because I was just like, oh, my God, these people have been in the industry for so long, and here I am, a rookie. And they just kept saying, you got this. You got this. You belong here. You're here. And that opened up so many doors for me. And so the fact that I was selected, because you had to be selected to be a part of Legends Ball in terms of the hair and makeup. And Reggie at that time, who was working with Oprah, was over makeup. And so after meeting me and seeing my work, he was just like, would you like to come to Legends Ball? I was like, absolutely. And I had my own roster of people I had to do. And just to hear Roxana and Eric and all of them say, you got this, you can do this, I was just like, okay, I'm here. You know, I gotta knock it out the ballpark now. I can't go back now. I got to prove myself. So it was awesome. But that's how I met Reggie.
That's an awesome story. You know, and it's, you know, it's good to share those kind of stories and just kind of, you know, in those experiences as well, because it just inspires people. They may not meet a Reggie Wells, but they may meet someone else, and they may meet someone that's not as famous and as popular as Reggie, but they may meet someone who could still help them get their, you know, take their careers to the very next level.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's really important to, when you meet someone who's been in the business for a while and, you know, when they pretty much advise you on certain things, it's important to just listen, take notes, and see how far it goes. I actually, I had called Reggie a couple of times, and he, you know, every time I talked to him, he kept asking me, so are you getting faster? Because basically I met him, I think I was still in makeup school. Like maybe I was getting ready to finish makeup school that following week. So, you know, I kept contacting him. He told me to keep calling him. So that's what I did. And, you know, he was like, are you getting better? Are you getting faster? You know, that kind of thing. He invited me. He flew me out to Chicago for a big model search thing that he was doing. So I assisted him with that. And then the following year, he wasn't able to make it. So he had me take over the whole entire gig. And then the year after that, I started assisting him with Destiny's Child. So,
You know, awesome.
Yeah, so it's, you know, you just never know.
You never know.
What assisting other people, where it would take you.
What it would do.
You never
and
know.
And Reggie does. He's good
do.
At that. He takes chances. He's very good at that. After Destiny's Child had separated with their own way, I was back in Chicago, and Michelle Williams, she was doing her whole solo career, was doing some things. And he referred Michelle to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. I'm like, okay. He was like, yeah, you can do it. He says, and he explained her face to a T. And she didn't even try me out. She had a job with VH1. I came on set. I did her face. She loved me. And I worked with Michelle for 5 years. And it was just because he is so good at referring and so loyal. Like he doesn't care. He doesn't mind, you know, helping others. And Reggie's he's good at that. He's really good. He's really good.
Absolutely.
We're very grateful and thankful for him, yes.
So tell me some of the things that you can't do makeup without? Like, what's in your kit you have to have in your kit every time you do makeup?
I have to have my Maybelline pink and green mascara. Is that Maybelline?
I love the pink and green.
Yes, it's a makeup maiden phase. Love it. What else? Reggie actually introduced me to Isadora. This is like, I don't know if it's an international company, but they have a brow palette. And when we were doing something with Oprah one year, they had given us this free makeup. But I have used this palette down to the T. But it's an eyebrow palette. But it is the best colors to fill your eyebrows in. And I use it personally in my own kit and also in my clients. So that is another makeup maven phase. My moisturizer I may be pronouncing it wrong, I always pronounce it by Embrulese. It's French. It's in a white bottle with blue writing.
Is it Embrulese? Is that a matte?
Embrulese. That's it. Okay. Embrulese, yes. Clients love it. It's a great primer for the makeup. It sets the makeup on your face, so I absolutely have to have it. And every time they come to the makeup show in Chicago, Reggie also introduced me to them. They always have a bag ready for me. So love them and love their products. I love Makeup Forever, the Aqua Eyes in black. It does not run. It does not move. It does not skate. It does not slit. It is the best eyeliner in the world. Mm-hmm. And so I have that in my kit as well, Aqua Eyes, black. All of the colors are beautiful, but it just doesn't run. It doesn't go anywhere, and it stays on all day. You know, there's nothing like some black eyeliner running.
Right.
And it just does not run. So those are just a few things that I just cannot. It will not, you know, I use on myself and my clients. And then Whole Foods has these lavender toilette kind of towels or something. But I remember working with Sherry Shepherd one time, and she was just flustered. Her flight was late or something. She had a book signing in Chicago. And I just kind of opened that lavender toilette and just laid it on her face. And she was just like, oh, my God. So it's about experience, too. It's about, you know, giving the client an experience. And I keep those as well. For men, for my when I groom my men, and also for my male and women clients. Yeah.
Inspires you as an artist?
What inspires me? I think what inspires me is the adventure. It's meeting new people. It's creating, it's enhancing beauty. It's the transformation of it all. It's seeing the before and then looking at the after and stepping back and saying, oh, my God, you look amazing. You know what I mean? Like, that's what inspires me, you know, enhancing one's beauty, pulling out what's already on the inside, because it's just not the beauty on the, you know, what you, the makeup, it's just how they feel, what they think about themselves after you're done. So that's what inspires them. Yeah, the end result, the transformation.
Let me ask you one more question, and then I want to talk to you about Real Beauty, Inc. But
okay.
What experience, and you may have hit on it a little bit through our conversation so far, but what experiences in this business has made you a better makeup artist?
Oh, what experiences have made me a better makeup artist? Moving to Los Angeles has made me a better makeup artist. Moving to Los Angeles, working, it's always been a huge goal to be union here in Chicago, and I think, again, God ordained steps. The union just really blew up when I got in, I like to think, because every production you could think of came to Chicago. And just being a part of the union and being on those production sets, those movie sets, Transformers 4, Divergent, you know, just setting that goal and knowing deep down in my heart, no matter how long it took me to get union, it took me 10 years to get union, that it was able, you know, it could happen, you know. You know, those things inspire me. You know, again, transformation, seeing how you can take one person from one place in beauty to another place in beauty, you know. So it's about the whole adventure of beauty. That's what inspires me.
Nice.
Because that's what is my career has been, an adventure. An adventure in beauty.
An adventure in beauty.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned a little bit. Talk a little bit about Real Beauty, Inc. What's the goal of that?
Yes. Real beauty is my purpose. And I always tell people that real beauty, my passion led to my purpose. And when I was living in Los Angeles, that's why I would say moving to L.A. was spiritual. When I moved to L.A., God, you know, got me alone in a place, and I began to develop my purpose. And so Real Beauty is a 501c3 organization here in Africa, in Chicago and Africa, and we teach girls the importance of self-worth, self-esteem, and self-confidence. So we have a 10-week curriculum and or a custom curriculum that we impart on teen girls ages 11 through 18 in Chicago Public Schools. And we teach them these essential things to life and about conflict resolution, etiquette 101, writing composition. And so we have these fabulous workshops that we do with the girls, and they're activity-based. And the workshops are an hour to 2 hours. And I go into the schools, into some of the roughest neighborhoods in Chicago. Everybody knows about all the violence that's going on. And I would like to think I'm the girls' life savers, you know, and helping them resolve some of these issues that they face and encounter daily. So it is my purpose. It is my ministry. It is my everything. And I quit my job 11 years ago, and this gift has also made room for me along with makeup. I haven't worked for anyone. I own my own business, and I am my own boss.
All right. Now, you said you're going to the schools of Chicago, but you also mentioned Africa. How do you implement this 10-week curriculum in Africa?
Well, they speak Swahili, so one of my real beauty consultants in Los is from Mwanza, Tanzania, and I will be traveling there in less than 17 days to see my girls in Africa. But we took the same curriculum that we impart here on the south side of Chicago with these girls, and we sent it over to Africa, and they translated the curriculum into Swahili. And there was some similarities with the girls in Africa and the girls here on the south side of Chicago. They were fatherless. The girls in Africa lost their fathers due to HIV/AIDS. The girls in Chicago are losing their fathers due to gun violence. So at the end of the day, they are fatherless girls. So the program kicked off in 2011. It's been there for 4 years. And like I said, I'm traveling there in less than 19 days to go meet and see my girls and see the progression of the program. And we have did the program 3 times in Africa. And so now they have asked me to come over there and implement it in additional schools in Mwanza, Tanzania. And so, it's about ministry. God has enlarged my territory, and everybody thinks Real Beauty, you know, the way it's spelled is R-E-E-L, and it's spelled like that because I bridged the gap with my passion and my purpose. And so R-E-E-L, the real, represents the movie Real and, you know, the industry and stuff like that. So that's why it's spelled that way. But nice. It's a dream come true about Africa, a dream come true. And, again, I always dream big. I always, you know, we serve an unlimited, impossible God. So I'm always thinking, like, I can do it, yep. And so I thought I wanted to take the program to Oprah School. Well, when I saw that it was just like Fort Knox getting up in there, my girlfriend was like, well, let me help you get into another school in an area in Tanzania, Mwanza. Mwanza is the city in Tanzania. Mwanza is the village. And she said, let me help you get into this place, you know, over in Tanzania where these girls are suffering. I was like, okay, that's fine. And so I had a contact at the school, and she would call me, and she sent me the bios of the girls, and then I would set up a Skype between my girls on the south side of Chicago with the girls in Africa, and they would learn Swahili, and we would get up 4 a.m. to talk to those girls. And it was just an amazing, amazing encounter. It was absolutely wonderful. And so people start partnering with us at the University of Chicago, because those girls over there, like perfume and toothpaste and lotion and body gels, things like that that we take for granted here in America, they need. So we start shipping boxes, sanitary napkins and things over there to the girls, you know, and just, it's just amazing. I just cannot wait to go. I can't wait.
Wow.
So that's what I do.
Well, when you come back, you're going to have to come back, and you're going to have to call in and give a report.
I most certainly would. I would love to. And one day, the whole thing of Real Beauty, after the girls, through our summer, we were doing when we first started the program, and after the girls complete the program, they get a day of beauty. And so I bring in a team of professionals like us, and I say, hey, can you guys volunteer in these girls' lives? So I bring in my people in the industry, like Johnny Wright. He's my boy from Chicago who does Michelle Obama. Like, I'm like, Johnny, okay, could you come in and do some of the girls' hair? He's like, yeah. Then I get some of my girls, you know, who do makeup here, like Tia Dancer and stuff. I'm like, can y'all come in and do their makeup? You know, so they can feel like it's a celebrity experience. So we do their hair, we do their makeup, and then we get their nails done, and they put on their T-shirts that we buy and stuff. And then we have a photographer take pictures of them so they can keep it as memorabilia. And then, you know, because that's how my life is and what it looks like, so I want them, they're my celebrities. So I want them to have that experience and say, wow, we had Johnny White, who did Michelle Obama. He came in and did my hair. And it changes everything. And it's, more importantly, it's an experience, just like it's an experience for my clients. It's an experience for these girls. And so they begin to look beyond what they see. They begin to look beyond the hood and what's going on and the violence and saying, man, I had an experience. And so then, you know, you never know. You need to open their heart and their mind to dream and to hope for more. And so that's what Real Beauty does. And so that's the extent of makeup. The first thing my girls ask me when I come into the room, it's like, are you going to teach us how to do makeup? I say, absolutely not. But what I am going to teach you is about your beauty.
Right.
What I am going to teach you is how to have self-esteem and how to acknowledge it and know who you are. And so that helps. And then at the end, when they commit and complete the program, then we give them that experience.
Nice.
Yeah. Very proud of it.
I think I'm hearing the answer to my very last question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
And that is, what is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? Beauty to me is, I hope I can answer it, what you thought I was going to say.
No. I just felt like, I mean, I could hear one when you talk about these girls.
And that's exactly what beauty is to me. Changing.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. I was just going to say, like, changing a young girl's vision, changing how a young girl perceives or sees herself, changing the foundation of who she is, changing how she sees herself and not see herself in the media, in the reality shows, in as a stripper. You know, beauty is changing how a young girl sees herself in the eyes of the media, in the eyes of the entertainment world, and seeing themselves how God sees them, fearfully and wonderfully made.
Absolutely. I could talk to you all night.
I know. I would love to one day meet you guys and just, you know, we'll definitely keep in contact after the show. We'll, you know, definitely connect. So wherever you guys are.
Definitely.
You guys are always welcome in Chicago. I have a 4-bedroom. You have anyone you want. And that's on the record.
We'll take you up on it. That's right, because I'm going to go back and show them, like, okay.
Yes, please do.
Say it.
Yes, please do. I always stand by my word. You have my word on that. I would love to. Yes, anytime.
And the door is open for you here in Atlanta as well. So.
Oh, thank you. But I know I could talk to you guys all night, and I'm just so delighted. I knew about your blog radio. I listened to it before with other guests, and I'm just so thankful and grateful that you guys had me on tonight. I really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. And you're always welcome to come back. And trust me, we'll be calling on you when we have panels. So you'll get your
chance. Oh, good, good, good. I would love to do panels, absolutely.
But I'm definitely serious about you once you come back from Africa, calling in any Sunday night that you want and sharing a little bit about the experience there. Because, you know, we're really big on, you know, mentoring young girls and that kind of thing.
Oh, good, good. Good. Yes, well, we definitely are looking to expand the program. We have so many wonderful things. I have a book coming out this summer. I'll definitely let you guys know about that. We're filming a documentary. Juanita is going to be the executive producer. She's financing it. So we have so much going on. I would love for you all to be a part of it to some degree because I am coming to Atlanta for a book signing. So, and it's about my nonprofit and me as a makeup artist. It's called A Guide to Discovering Real Beauty Inside and Out. So I'll definitely be in touch about that as well.
Absolutely. We would definitely love to support.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we're going to end the show right here, but is there anything, Dita, you have that you want to say to the listeners? Throw out, you know, websites where we can find you on social media.
Absolutely. Follow me on Twitter. I know I don't tweet a lot, but follow me. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. Lord is helping me. But follow me on Twitter at Dita, and it's Deida Massey. Follow Real Beauty at Real, R-E-E-L, Beauty, Inc. Like us on Facebook, like Real Beauty, Inc. on Facebook. My website is up right now, but I'm revamping it as a brand. So my website now is DitaMassey.com, but this summer you will see something completely different. And then Real Beauty is Real, R-E-E-L, Beauty, Inc., I-N-C.com. Learn more about the organization and things that we're doing. So that's pretty much it. Oh, and like me at Makeup Maven on Facebook as well. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to let my sister shout out some of our social media sites as well.
Yes, you can follow us on, well, you can follow Beauty Talk on Twitter at beauty_talk. Follow us on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. And on Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Well, it was great talking to you guys, and I hope I could give some valuable information as to my journey, and I have helped someone who aspires to be a makeup artist.
I'm sure you have.
I'm sure.
All right. It was nice. It was so nice talking to you ladies.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
Okay. You have a good night, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
For those of you out there who are listening to the show tonight, if you enjoy it, go out and mark it as a favorite on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, or profile page, rather, or you can share your thoughts and comments on our Beauty Talk page on Facebook, and again, that's facebook.com/Beauty Talk Online, or you can send us a tweet or however you want to do it, email, but just let us know your comments. Let us know what you think about tonight's show. Let us know what you think about some of our past shows as well. We will be Sunday the 20th, unless I'm getting my dates mixed up.
Yeah,
but
next Sunday
are the 18th.
On the 25th is the Sunday that we will not have a show.
Okay, all right. That's what I was confusing. Okay, so Sunday the 25th of May, we will not have a show, but you can join us back here next Sunday the 18th, May 18th, where we will have a show on Sunday the 18th. Join us here next Sunday. And we will put out on Facebook and Twitter who our guests will be. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You'll start seeing our guests as well on our Instagram page. But we'll put that information out this week for you. Okay, so until then, have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.